You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
We made it out of the group, baby!
It was never in doubt.
Oh, remember when I looked at you when it was still nil-nil and I said, today's episode brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Oh, I remember it like it was minutes ago.
Honestly, it was words of wisdom that we live by, baby.
Wow. You know?
Did you doubt it at any point that we make it through? Be honest. Made it through.
I mean,
this is like, you know, when a couple decides to get divorced and they're like, all right, we'll tell the truth now. You know, I hate your mother, bro.
You know? Breaking it to the kid softly, you know? I was a little nervous at the end. Look, when the Timothy Weah goal.
We don't make anything easy.
We don't. I mean, there's no way. We can't, you know, a nice 3-0 victory, not worrying about.
What are we, England? We can't do that.
Okay, and now we got to worry about Christian Pulisic's, you know, bottom area.
Right, we got to worry about his Netherlands when we play Netherlands. We got to worry about his Bajo. What is it again?
Países Bajos.
Países Bajos.
Oh, Bajos. Bajos Países.
Bajos Países. We got to worry about that now?
Wow.
The man broke his dick for America.
Okay, we need to make a commemorative statue.
You know?
Or at least a sex toy.
Right? Harry Kane, what have you sacrificed for your country? Did you sacrifice your Harry Kane?
Okay, there we go.
I can't believe that worked. I really can't. In my head, I was like, bro, you a genius, dog.
What's
even my brain was like, you thought about that on the fly?
What's good, everybody?
Hey, actually. You hit him in the
penis. Finally.
You know what?
Chris Whittingham coming through. Yes, it did hit him in the penis. Welcome to the Cooligans World Cup Daily. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerrero.
Okay, and as you can see on the screen behind me, okay, we just finished watching U.S. men's national team take on Iran. I'm kidding. Yeah.
Somebody tweeted out, it's pronounced eliminated.
U.S. against Iran. And
had to win.
We had to win. It would have been nice to comfortably win.
Buddy, look, all that matters is you win.
Right. Yes.
That's all that matters. I don't care if you started out with 11 guys, you walked in there with 22 nuts, and you're leaving with 21, bro.
He's only lost one nut?
Look, you split it open. I don't think they both fall out. That would be horrific, dude. They both fell out, and he said, I'll be ready for Saturday. Hey, buddy, why don't you take it easy?
Okay.
Chill, bro.
All right. It's not Christmas. We don't need the chestnuts roasting on an open fire just yet.
In fact, without those nuts, it's just going to look like a mistletoe.
Okay, then we're in the holiday spirit.
Come on. It's the most wonderful nuts of the year.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Man, it's a lot to be excited about.
You're Christian Blanco. I'm Alexis Gray.
I literally said that. We did that already. Okay. Alex has no memory of.
I have no idea. He lost his nuts. I lost my brain. It don't matter, bro.
Okay. Alexis' knee is still not functioning.
You know what? We're like at 60%.
Wow.
Thank you to Harry for bringing his Theragun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Theragun is a brand.
It's a Theragun brand.
Yes. 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 Okay. Good. Yeah. I couldn't afford that one. I got the Amazon.
You got the Garathon.
Hey, but it does its job.
Yeah.
It works perfectly. Yeah. I got.
Bro,
you know.
I honestly thought I'm like, no one uses this for exercise stuff. This is a sex toy. Yeah,
okay. Look.
And it turns out I was wrong.
But it's nice to finally know I'm not as wealthy as our producer Harry. Okay.
Bro. Harry got that. What was he doing before this show, bro? How much of our budget is he taking? You mean Christian and I could have both had e-bikes if it wasn't for this guy?
Look, obviously, this was the main, we focus on the U.S. men's national team. There were other games.
We had two TVs up. We were showing the England game. But that was just like, thank you for having it.
Let's go. Look at the watch party. We invited a bunch of friends.
Look at the superstars.
Okay,
that are here.
The comedy.
Christian, Alexis. We got some Pavone, other people. Steph Tolov, a guy I've never met.
Naomi Caravani. Okay, the homies.
A dude I never met, but he's an Everton fan.
Yeah, Judah. His name was Judah. Yeah.
Great dude. There's my homie Mike. There's Charlie. We got New York Nico in the house.
Do we?
New York Nico's just sitting on a couch.
Okay.
You got that? You ain't got that.
So that was really dope.
Joey Dardano.
And then Andrew in the blue hoodie there is really popular on TikTok.
Cubano.
Okay.
Shouts to the Cubans from Miami. Andrew Lacout.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but he has millions and millions of TikTok followers.
About 15 minutes into the game, I lean over. I go, hey, both of you, thank you for coming. I heard you got big followings. Do me a favor, tag the Cooligans. Might change our lives.
Hey, we're always working, all right? Hey, it's all business.
You guys having a good time? You guys enjoying the snacks? Good. Why don't you tag the fucking Cooligans?
He put $5 in his shirt pocket. You know?
Do me a favor. If you guys want to leave here with both your knees, because I could use one. I could actually borrow one of them if you guys want to leave.
Oh, look, modern medicine nowadays is actually really amazing.
You're going to need to borrow the Theragun if you don't fucking tag us, bro.
But no. This was the
New York Nico sits on a couch the way I used to sit in a Honda Accord in elementary school.
My man is leaning back.
My dude's head is 2 inches higher than his knees. You're leaning back too hard.
Yes. I mean, look, if you're listening to this show, go watch it on YouTube so you can see exactly
his
what
his butt
we're
isn't
about.
On the couch. It's just his back.
Bro.
You're leaning back too
this
far.
This is Fat Joe leaning back, you know?
Look at this. Youssef Ricard of the New York City Forever podcast. Now
everybody's coming
Everyone's
through.
Everyone's here.
But let's see our reaction real quick.
Come on. I could barely get up because of my knee. So I did a lot of sitting here.
And there's Joey. Joey went off.
Joey Dardano, who's essentially a 1970s Las Vegas act. Still alive.
Joey was great singing the national anthem. We didn't even hire him for that, but he brought...
We actually asked him not to, but he still did.
So, Christian Pulisic with the game winner.
You know what? It's what we asked of him.
We did. Look, he had to do something at this World Cup.
He broke his genitals.
So, I don't... Look, we're all... This is all very speculative.
We don't know.
We don't know what happened. And we don't want to speak on his medical
condition. We are
condition.
Both willing to go in and check, though.
But we...
just make that very clear.
Some people have been just suggesting all around Twitter...
There's a lot of rumors.
Rumors that there might have been... a very lower abdominal injury.
There might have been a dick breakage. Now, I don't know if that's the medical term.
Yes, and but the sacrifice on the young man was incredible. I mean, he risked it all to get that goal.
And that goal wasn't smooth.
Wasn't smooth?
I don't think it was smooth.
It was remarkably smooth.
You don't break your fucking dick on a smooth goal, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything
Christian.
But the dick breakage was quite smooth.
It wasn't. But I wouldn't say it was a revolu, but it was there was something about it where it was like, did this count? Please, Lord, tell
yeah, there
me.
Was
yeah,
that. There was
That's
that.
That's what
but
I mean.
Who sent the ball? Was it?
I think it was Dest.
Dest sent the cross, but sent the ball to Dest? I think it was Anthony Robinson. That long diagonal.
I think it was Cameron Carter-Vickers.
It might have been. I don't remember who it was. I got to watch it back. This isn't Total Soccer Show where we rewatch the game.
Oh, we have no facts.
I vaguely remember us winning the game.
Yeah.
But. When Dest got that ball and headed it across the box, I was just happy Christian Pulisic was there.
I'm happy somebody was there because how many crosses did we send to nobody?
Okay, but the fact that from the initial angle I thought he headed the ball in, but no, he got a foot on it and blasted it in the net. But his momentum obviously carried him into the goalkeeper. And he ran into his dick ran dick into first. A wall.
Dick,
you know?
First. Dick first. Which brings up another question. Not the dick part. The ran into and he was onside. Tim Weah's goal.
Yeah.
How was that offside?
It
How
was offside. Not- I mean, I've been seeing the photos of the VAR. You know the. You know what is it
what
called?
What part of him was offside?
His knee, kind of. He was maybe 7-8 inches offside, but he was offside. Yeah, and it was fairly obvious according
seven, eight
to
inches.
The.
I hope Christian Pulisic. Okay, dude.
Okay, you're being very generous with this assumption.
Kid's got a Hershey kiss on the top of it. He's from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
But Christian Pulisic, he did post an image. Of him in the hospital.
He didn't. He sent a Snapchat, which it got leaked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't.
He didn't post this. This is from his Snapchat.
Okay. I hope it's real, but it looks legit. And you see the caption there. It says, "So effing proud of my guys. I'll be ready Saturday. Don't worry."
It doesn't say effing. It says so fucking proud of my guys.
I'm trying to not get dinged, you know?
By who?
I'm just, you know
the
what?
Kid broke his ding. You can't respect his last words.
You know, there's children listening sometimes.
AutoZone knows what we're doing, bro.
Man, so this is good to see. He says he'll be available Saturday. I don't know if he has to.
I'm not sure that's true.
I mean, wear a diaper, bro. Yeah. Do whatever you got to do to protect yourself. It's all good.
Bro, how about a cup?
Okay. So this is good news because when I first saw the injury, I thought, he did come back into the game. So that made me at least somewhat comfortable. And I thought he broke a rib. It looked like he broke a rib.
I thought it was an abdominal injury.
Yeah.
But I thought it was one of those things of just like he took a knee or maybe the bottom, the studs,
mm-hmm.
into his abs, and maybe it felt like he had pulled something or maybe he got winded.
Right.
But he did stay on the ground for a long time. I'm surprised he came back in the game, to be honest with you. If you end up in a hospital, that means you probably shouldn't have come back to the game.
But it was good that he also made it to halftime so then he could be substituted
without using
one of the windows. Mm. So, I mean, the man is a warrior.
Okay, now you have three games where this man has been in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
24 years old. Give me a rating for his World Cup performance. Because
out of the three matches?
All together. Started out a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily say I was inspired by the game against Wales about his performance. He wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Played really well. I wouldn't say he was the standout, but I think he played extremely well against England. Enough so that I don't know if you heard Arsenal's now interested in him.
Yeah. Manchester United.
Arsenal have renewed interest in him in case the Mudryk deal doesn't go through.
Okay.
So that's pretty great. I'm pretty happy about that. And so is about 50% of the North London group chat I'm in.
Really? That's interesting.
That's a higher percentage.
I would think Arsenal fans would not want him.
No, I think they like him. A lot of people are saying that he may be a little too similar to Emile Smith Rowe, which I can see that. I can see that happening. But I do think he's a better fit than Mudryk. Also, people are shocked he's 24 years old. Everyone in that group chat thought he was 30. Because I guess he's been around for that long enough.
Got a thick beard, you know what I mean?
He also did look stressed even as a teenager. Played well against England. Wasn't the standout. This one, you got to give it to him. Scored the only goal of the game.
Yeah.
So all together, what's your rating out of 10.0?
I'm gonna say
give me an idea where your head's at.
8.5. He got the assist in the first game, and he got the goal. So he's effectively been the most important player.
Like, you know what? I couldn't argue with that. I'm surprised you went so high, 8.5.
Yeah, because the assist was huge.
It was huge, but I did want to see more from him in that first game. Part of me wants to see him take over a game, which I did. I did think he did that for moments in the first half of this game, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The 8.5 is probably higher than I go. I'd probably say 8.0, but still, great rating.
Yeah.
I think he's shown well. I think for a guy who's not playing every week in and week out at Chelsea, this has been a really strong World Cup. He got the first game jitters out.
Yeah.
And now he's kind of warmed up.
And what did you think of the decision to start Cameron Carter-Vickers instead of Walker Zimmerman and Josh Sargent? And so Jesus Ferreira has not had any minutes at this World Cup.
This feels like the game Jesus Ferreira should have played in. Josh Sargent already had a start. I wouldn't necessarily say Josh Sargent was the most effective. I'll tell you, everyone. I was more effective on the pitch than Haji Wright, though. What an absolute wild
He had enough opportunities to affect the game that he probably really should have, and I'm sure he regrets it a little bit.
The guy jogged around in the wrong direction two or three times.
Yeah, okay.
There were moments where, I mean, he let the ball bounce in front of him and got nowhere near it.
That's the main one that he really should have.
That was five times I had already yelled, Haji, right? What the fuck are you doing?
Yo, Haji, don't you know Alexis is upset with you, man?
Buddy, Italia Spore is not going to accept it. Alexis Spore won't accept it. Christian Spore won't accept it. It's just
even Neil Sporin is upset.
I could use some. Did I tell you I put BioFreeze on my knee?
No, you told everybody on the internet.
I tweeted about this. honestly, I was seeing stars, dude.
What's BioFreeze? Because
I was looking at a picture of me and you, buddy. come on.
What's
BioFreeze is what people put on their muscles when they've worked out too hard. I put it on my knee because I sat on the wrong couch. So what's happened is my knee, while still kind of hurts, really most of the pain seems to be centered around my quad muscle, kind of still swollen, which is probably not good after about 10 days of an injury. thanks to the Theragun. I think I broke my leg.
You need a doctor, bro.
I do.
You should be in bed with Christian Pulisic right now, bro.
Christian Pulisic broke his dick. I'd be like, Dario, what about my knee, bro? What'd you do, sit on the wrong couch, Chris? How come no one calls him Chris? So here's what I did. I put BioFreeze on it, which is one of those things that, like, it's almost like an icy hot, but like a professional grade. And it kind of, it feels like cool mint. Right? You get a rush of cool, but it goes deep into your muscles, bro. Oh, shouts to Ice, to BioFreeze. I did that, and I washed my hands, what I thought was pretty good. Turns out the answer is no, because the next thing I did was whip the old Christian Pulisic out to take a pee. And let me tell you something. The Netherlands had a cold show. Oh my God. I don't want to say too much on this show because I have a feeling both AutoZone and Metal Arc will be like, we don't need to know you're uncircumcised. But the under part of the turtleneck, I sat down on the couch, and then 2 minutes later I was like, not on the couch, I sat on a chair because I don't sit on the couch anymore. And I was just like, and I became delirious because there's no way to stop that pain. You just have to ride it out, dude.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Well, I think we know what medicine Christian Pulisic is currently using.
But you want to feel again? And by the way, there's like six people who tweeted at me like, dude, Pulisic needs that BioFreeze you were using.
So look, I hope, according to the caption, he says he's going to be all right. I think
On Saturday with a traction cast. He's got the little thing, but it's on the...
So hopefully he can play and he's starting. Or, you know, we spoke about this yesterday, Gio Reyna.
Can I tell you something? If Gio Reyna doesn't get in the game when Christian Pulisic has broken his dick and can't play, then clearly there's a problem.
There's something. I don't know if did you see Ronaldo's apology?
No.
Oh, Harry, if you can find, if you look up Eric Ronaldo, it's a serious XM clip. But he apologized, and it looked real. The apology
looked like he had a gun to his head off camera.
it's really bad. I mean, he's basically saying like, oh no, you misunderstood. Winalda, WYNALDA. So he basically is saying that. Like,
you misunderstood.
Oh, I said it the wrong way. Like, it wasn't that, that Claudio was telling me that there was an injury. It was like, or that, that he was injured. It was like, I was saying, that was my opinion. It's just like, bro, it's either you're like,
completely made it up, it's 100% true, and now you got to backtrack.
Or like, it's either that, or like, are you okay? Like, mentally, like, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Meaning, like, it just sounds like a bipolar person who said one thing and then saying another, and they literally have no memory of, like, saying that thing in the past. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what I said before.
Yeah, it looks really, really bad for him to I think he just sort of stuck with what he said. We can play right now. It's a bit long of a clip, but let's hear like 30 seconds of it, because it is a little bit it's a little bit concerning.
Man, I really wish we could see the kid on the field. I really hoping he gets some more time. That's it. If anybody is putting the two together as if I'm getting information from Claudio Reyna, And then including myself in the conversation, that I need to dispel that immediately.
Bro, that's what you said. You said that you got information from Claudio.
You said he's been crying on your shoulder. You've been consoling him for a couple hours. Not a couple hours, a couple days.
Let's do a little more.
And you paint a different picture. And then the other words that I wish I could take back is asking Gio to go along with it. No, he just expected him to go along with it is what would have been a better way to present that. I'm not suggesting that he, you know, physically asked Gio, hey, I need you to lie for me. That's not
okay.
That's
you can
not
stop it.
What happened.
You specifically said, you basically said he lied. He was asked to lie.
Yeah. And he used those words. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, again, we like Eric, but this is a bit much. Eric.
I mean, there's nothing. It's like you can't even defend his like position. It makes no sense. I mean,
this is someone who Gio called him, or if he is friends with Claudio called him and was like, dude, you're making it way hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we didn't even see Gio get in this game.
Yeah, and there wasn't. I think he probably would have gotten in the game if US gets a second goal. And Christian Pulisic.
He's not the right player to bring in, but you still want to see him. He's not the sub. He should have started, I think.
Yeah, it's just that he hasn't been tested in that setting just yet. Like, he's had the pressure of Nations League, playing against Mexico. He's had a couple, but he's dealt with so many injuries that...
Well, you don't start him against the Netherlands?
No, you can't.
Now we're going to go an entire World Cup with only seeing him 11 minutes?
Yeah, he should, depending on how that game goes, maybe he'll get another opportunity. But there's nothing to suggest or us to have like that much evidence that Gio Reyna is a game changer, because he hasn't even been given the opportunity to change a game. Right now, the trust.
I think we know from his talent level that he could be.
He could be, but that is it's all. We don't have the body of work of him having done that.
How do you get it? You get it by getting in the game.
Right. I mean, he probably would have gotten those more opportunities if he wasn't struggling with injuries throughout this World Cup qualifying cycle. So that it's probably that.
Well, did you hear that they noticed? Apparently they played a friendly with during the camp prior to the first game.
Okay.
I'm not sure. This is a rumor that's online. And they noticed that he had some hamstring tightness when they inspected him afterwards. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was like during the physical or, you know, maybe they went to a Jiffy Lube. I don't know how this works. But they inspected him afterwards. It's a great bit. I can't believe you just let that.
I mean, no, they went to an AutoZone, obviously. So I don't know why would they go to a Jiffy Lube when AutoZone is right there.
This is why he's not starting. They went to Jiffy Lube. If he would have gone to an AutoZone, they would have been able to not only replace and repair his battery, he do like a medical on him or something, or they check him afterwards, and they notice some hamstring tightness that he says that he doesn't feel. He thinks he's ready to go. He's trying to gut it out. He's had some injuries.
Yes, yeah.
So I kind of agree with Greg here.
If it's true.
If the physio says his hamstring is a little tight, that means he can't go 90.
Yeah, but I guess the problem here is that...
And also, you ruin this kid's career if he gets another hammy or ACL injury.
I don't know about that, but Gio did say that he was fine. So,
but isn't that what you would say if you wanted to play in the World Cup?
So then somebody's lying, right? But even if that's the case, this Eric Winalda has no place to be talking about this.
I completely forgot. We're still talking about Eric.
That's the main thing. There's nothing. There's no benefit to him sharing this, even if he knows anything about what's going on.
Yeah, there's no. This seems like someone who's trying to get a little bit of clout with the situation.
Yeah, like you're not helping. We know that.
In no way, shape, or form did this.
And by
the way, neither did this apology.
Yeah, this is bad. It's concerning to the degree of like you're also like you're a journalist, right? You're a pundit. Like, don't you want people to respect what you have to say and trust that you're being truthful? This is not a good look.
Yeah.
From a journalism perspective. So I honestly don't understand what
I agree with you, man. He should have leaned in and just said, dude, I spoke to him again.
So now obviously the US is taking on Netherlands, and how are we feeling about that?
I'm not excited about this.
I mean, Netherlands hasn't been like dominant.
They haven't been dominant, but they look good. I mean, Cody Gakpo is a great player. Yeah, they don't have the pieces they used to have for sure. The, in defense, even they look a step slow.
Yeah, I mean, today's game they started Klaassen. I think right now. Yo, I'm just terrified of Virgil van Dijk, bro. I don't know what's going to happen out there.
Bro, he might be the only one. They beat Qatar 2-0, which is pretty good. Nothing crazy. Frankie de Jong. Oh, okay, no, they still got ballers, man.
They're good. I mean,
But Daley Blind.
It's not like
Dumfries, I'm not worried about. Nathan Ake, I'm not worried about.
If they
got a dude named Portland Timber, bro, I ain't scared of these dudes, bro.
If the U.S. can play the way they played against England, and England is objectively a better team than Netherlands, do you think we have a shot, a real shot to move on and go into the quarterfinal?
I didn't even realize they got Xavi Simmons. For some reason, I thought it was French. Here's the thing. Can you pull up the tab that I sent you? Because here's a stat that I think might change the way you feel about going against this team. Mm-hmm. Because I think we would agree that it's not the most offensively scary team, right?
Yeah.
The Netherlands. And 0 goals conceded in open play through the 3 matches in the World Cup for the U.S. men's national team. Put some respect on Tim Ream's name. This is from USMNT only. Has a player in your recent memory come into the U.S. men's national team squad and impressed? Absolutely impressed, wiped all the critics away in any way, shape, or form similar to the way Tim Ream has in these 3 matches?
No, but I mean, I think the combination of the center backs I mentioned it before. Tim Ream has been great.
He's been exceptional.
He has. I mean, I don't think he was exceptional there was a clean sheet. I think it was a collective effort. But to say that Tim Ream, he's been good. He's been exceptional and all this other stuff. And I'm not there just yet, but I think he's been very, very good. And I think it was a bold choice to call him into
35 years old, his first World Cup.
Yeah, it's a bold choice, but he's been very good at Fulham and it worked out. So Greg Berhalter made the right decision. And to pick a guy who also has not played very much with the current squad is,
bro.
I give more credit to Berhalter for picking him than simply Ream doing what we expected him to do. But again, the U.S. defensively, it's worked out. They've played incredibly, incredibly well.
I think you pair him with Cameron Carter-Vickers. Because I do think while Walker Zimmerman is an incredible center back, he has made mistakes. He does seem like maybe it was just the first 2 matches because there was so much pressure, but it does feel like he kind of got a little bit lost out there or a little bit in the moment. Lost in the moment is probably the word.
In what game? All 3?
No, the first 2. When he came in this match, it was great. I mean, that's why I think maybe he plays that sort of lockdown sub.
Yeah,
the closer. Yeah, the closer, the Rob Holding, if you will, way better than he does as a starter. Unless, I mean, I can't imagine, maybe hype for hype because Virgil van Dijk is so tall, you have to have a guy like Walker Zimmerman in there for set pieces and corners.
Yeah, Walker has to start against Netherlands.
But I really like the way that Cameron Carter-Vickers played off of Tim Ream. I thought it was absolutely incredible. I think Tim Ream stayed home. Cameron Carter-Vickers ventured forward. I loved it. It reminded me of Per Mertesacker and Koscielny. Koscielny would go out. He'd run. He'd maybe take a few more risks. Per Mertesacker stayed back. Made sure home was okay. I was really, really impressed. Granted, it's Iran. It's not exactly, you know, the Netherlands, but
it was a different game than the other 2 matches for the most part, where the U.S. knew they were probably going to have a fair amount of possession,
right?
Because Iran they really did just need a draw, and so the game against Netherlands is not going to be that. And you need just physical
but
bodies.
Netherlands plays the way we want the team to play. It plays in our hands.
I mean, where are you getting this confidence from?
Because if you're going to keep possession, you're going to have a high line that's going to allow us to convert quickly. we're probably not going to be able to play that sort of possession style that we've been able to play. We're probably going to be sitting in a different position. We're probably going to be getting anywhere from 35 to 45% possession.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be the ones that are going to be dictating the way the ball, the movement and the ball. Maybe for moments we will, but not for throughout the match. For Netherlands, we're going to have to sit around. We're going to chase the ball a little bit. That's when a guy like Brendan Aaronson is going to come in super handy. We have the players to play on the counter way more than we have. We don't have a striker. And I know Haji Wright ain't going to do it. Because he came in this game and he didn't do it. He just waltzed around the damn pitch for 20 minutes. So I think having guys like that, I think playing against the Netherlands, as long as we can stop them from scoring, it's going to play into our hands. It's going to play into the way we want to play.
There's the key phrase, as long as we can stop them from scoring. It's not going to be easy.
It's not like they've been scoring like crazy. Cody Gakpo is by far the most dangerous player.
I think this
is his first World Cup.
I think the U.S. is probably a bit underestimated, and I think they could surprise the Netherlands for sure. And I think it's going to be very difficult for Netherlands to score.
Do you think they beat the
Netherlands? I think so. I honestly think this is the team they can get past. It's not a team I think the U.S. necessarily needs to be afraid of, but they are. As far as offensive options and chemistry, they have looked pretty good. But I still go back to like England couldn't figure the U.S. out, and I think that's going to be the key. Just defensively, how are they? Can they just keep doing what they're doing? They're not really giving up goals. I mean, the only goal they gave up was the penalty.
It's been incredible so far,
and there haven't been that many chances or you know, incredible clearances where they, you know, players saved the day or whatever. Even today against Iran, there were a couple close ones, but nothing that were just high percentage chances. And that's, I would say that so far, is it safe to say that U.S. is the best defensive team at the World Cup right now?
Left.
It's pretty close. I mean, Brazil.
Ecuador's out. They've been absolutely incredible defensively.
Brazil's been really good. But they're up there.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for the most part, as far as from the last time we were at the World Cup to now, that's probably been the most impressive thing where, like, we've become a very, very strong defensive squad. We're not figuring out goals. We're not getting many. But to have this solid of a defense is a very good asset in a World Cup for sure.
Can I ask you the billion-dollar question?
What's that?
You ready? It's a yes or no.
No.
You ready?
No.
No, you're not ready? Or are you ready?
Why? Go. Hurry up.
Okay.
People are listening. They're like, yo, get to it, Alexis.
Oh, wow. You don't want to build a little tension, dude? Okay. If we lose to the Netherlands, not in crazy form. It's a tight game. We lose. Doesn't matter. We walk away. We're out of the World Cup. Does Greg Berhalter, did he do enough to keep his job?
Yes.
For how long?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I mean,
does he earn it through the next cycle, or does he earn it and then? But yeah, I got to see something in the Gold Cup. I got to see something in Nations League.
I think I would say you stick with him, and see how those other tournaments go.
So you still say I need to see something out of these two tournaments. You still have something.
Yeah. I think especially this was the game that determined whether you keep Greg Berhalter or not.
And to me, he's got the job.
I mean, he's really done nothing but bring incredible amount of success to the U.S. men's national team, beating Mexico 3 times, winning Nations
League. Hold
on,
Claudio Reyna, what do we think about that?
But I mean, the resume speaks for itself. Like, I get that people may not.
We asked him to get out of the group. He got out of the group.
I get that people may not like Berhalter, the decisions he makes, and blah blah blah. But this is how everybody talks about every single manager. There's no, what manager is everybody like? This guy's just absolutely perfect. He gets it. He nails it every single time. It just doesn't exist.
No.
So look, would it be nice? I think the thing people think is, well, if Gio Reyna just plays, we would have already scored 15 goals. Okay. It's that.
I think we have
Greg
one.
Doesn't understand that if you put Gio in, we get 15 goals.
That's the problem.
Like,
well, three games, and 15 goals.
15 goals, give or take. I'll give you one or two.
Plus or minus one or two.
So that's the ridiculousness of it. But they do this with every manager at the World Cup. Gareth Southgate has arguably the best squad in the world. And they say he doesn't know what he's doing with this team.
He topped the group.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days ago, people were calling for him to be fired mid-competition.
Because he drew against the United States. Yeah.
Which now, looking back, tactically smart.
Yeah, it worked out. I mean, the you know, even after the game, he was honest about, like, he was like, it was a good point. And the thing people get lost in and in these matches is, like, we're England. We should be absolutely smashing these teams. I watch these Premier League players. I never heard of some of these other guys. Why aren't we absolutely destroying them? Because we're the best league in the world. And
my group chat went from nobody cares about Americans. This is football. You guys call it soccer. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to lose 4-0, 4-1-2. Hey, I think Pulisic's the best choice for Arsenal in a span of two games.
You okay? Y'all are fickle. Mm-hmm. Yo. You can't trust your emotions.
Wow, bro. Flippy floppy, bro.
Okay, well, don't talk about Christian Pulisic that way.
kid needs a pump.
So,
didn't they say Sylvester Stallone had? Did you ever hear that rumor? He doesn't have a nut. He has a pump in one of his nuts.
No, but that's a common thing, right? It's not a pump, but isn't like an artificial testicle?
No. It's a pump.
A pump, like a Reebok pump. Like,
you know what? It might actually be exactly that. It's like a little egg.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope Sylvester's okay. Man, he's doing fine.
Buddy, give me a pump. Makes everything so much easier.
So obviously we're looking forward to the game against Netherlands. Netherlands did beat Qatar.
Took my air mattress. Pretty dope.
The Netherlands did beat Qatar 2-0. Mm. You know, obviously they were already eliminated.
I did expect Qatar to win this game.
I thought that would have been a nice story.
I thought
story.
Netherlands would be like, you know, blah, 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 but at least Qatar would get one.
Yeah.
You know?
They got one goal the entire World Cup.
Which I'm hoping Canada wins their last game.
Yeah, that'd be lovely too. So this is a big one. Ecuador loses to Senegal 2-1. And
heartbroken.
And Ecuador is eliminated.
Players crying on the pitch. It was a tough one.
Tough one, yeah. Ecuador, I think they showed pretty well at the World Cup, but just not enough. Against a strong Senegal side. There was
congrats to Senegal, though. Senegal plays England now.
I don't know. I didn't even look at what the next matchups are. Do we have any? What's it? The Saturday, right? It's
No, they play 1B. Yeah. They play England.
Okay.
On Sunday.
Fat Mom hasn't updated the
but matches. It does say 1B and then Group B. England finished first.
Okay. So the which is the one I want to talk about? Oh yeah, but so Ecuador actually losing, still very disappointed. We have the Ecuador Panini sticker in front of of Michael Estrada. And
look at me, I got Gio Reyna. I'll put him in.
Okay, we're doing what Greg wouldn't. Right. Okay,
Triple G, look at that, huh? Not that hard.
Big day, obviously. Big day. Obviously tomorrow we have the...
it's an exciting one.
Group C third round matches and Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia against Mexico.
Those are going to be the two most exciting games at 2:00. Australia versus Denmark. And against France versus Tunisia.
Yeah, okay. I think it's fairly predictable.
I think Australia can still get in.
They can. I think if they win.
They're in second place right now. So if they win or draw, they're in.
Okay.
As long as Tunisia doesn't beat France.
Which shouldn't happen. The 10 a.m. games are those Australia, Denmark, Tunisia, France, and then 2 p.m. Eastern, obviously. Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, Mexico. So we spoke about this yesterday with Lionel Messi and him kicking, the shirt, the Mexico jersey, like a centimeter in front of him. And
did you see that wasn't the reason why Canelo thought he was cleaning the floor with the shirt?
No.
There's a fake photo of, you know, those mops where you throw like the rag over it? It's like the T.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just those old school ones where you drop like a wet rag and then you kind of rub it around.
Uh-huh.
There was one of those with a Mexico shirt on it, and it looked like Lionel Messi had put, somebody photoshopped it so it looked like Lionel Messi had put that up on Instagram.
Oh.
And apparently that's why he was saying he was cleaning the floor with the shirt.
Okay, because I saw the tweet from Andres Guardado, who was like, that was my jersey. Bro, relax. You know, he's telling Canelo, like, he's like, my brother in Christ, do not get me in trouble with him.
Also, like, I got invited to the asado, bro. Like, don't get me uninvited, dude.
It's really, that's the publicly, like, to publicly call out a boxer that you might bump into.
Uh-huh.
You got to be a little bit brave. You have to know you're right about this shit.
Also, you're siding with Lionel Messi over a man from your country is pretty strong. And somebody else tweeted, I'm Mexican, and here we love Messi more than Canelo. Damn, bro.
Bro, you know
you're fighting for your country's respect, and you getting cooked.
Bro, you got you know your place now.
Bro, you're getting cooked in the burrebecha, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, dog. They're making you into a tortilla.
So look, obviously big matches. We'll be back again tomorrow to go over all the matches as well. But we're happy, right? We weren't exactly sure. Okay, I'm happy.
I guess so am I.
Alexis hasn't taken his medicine.
I'm very happy, dude. I was very loud about thinking the U.S. would top the group. I think had we beaten Wales, I believe we would have. No, we still wouldn't have.
If we would have beaten Wales, yeah.
No, well, they still, England still would have beaten us.
On goal differential, yeah.
So, but still, I was very confident that we would have been able to top the group. But I did say the odds are, after that, the way we kind of got into the World Cup, we weren't winning. I was like, all right, we'll finish second. Yeah. And people still laughed me off. So
we're,
tell me how my ass
we're
did,
through. Now, you know, even Greg Berhalter said it's two different tournaments, you know, getting out of the group stage. And now
you got to go for broke.
Yeah, I wonder. I can get a little crazy, but maybe I don't know how risky, how much risk you take. Do you change any lineups? Do you to me, I say go back to Walker Zimmerman. He has fresher legs in this match, and Virgil van Dijk is just no joke. And it's going to be a very physical game, and it's that Netherlands is not going to be able to move the ball around as much as they have against some other teams.
I'm confident of our midfield. I know Weston McKennie came out. Hopefully it wasn't an injury.
Yeah,
or
he did that. I mean, he came out early in the first game as well.
Yeah, I know he just got back from an injury, so they're probably monitoring his minutes.
Yeah,
but
I don't know the yellow card accumulation. Is that a thing? Does
I think it's only for the group stage, and then they start again.
I don't think so. I'm almost sure it resets after, I think, the quarterfinal, something like that. We got to confirm. I'll have that information by tomorrow. But but Tyler Adams did pick up a yellow, but I don't think they didn't mention it in the broadcast. They usually say misses next match in the little bottom of the screen when they get a yellow, and they're going to miss a match. So it doesn't seem like he is, but hopefully we have all our players. Hopefully Christian Pulisic and all his and his member is functioning fine. I will pray for the genitals.
Imagine split in half and he's got two dicks now, dude. I mean, that would be wild,
bro. Okay, we support it. We support it. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Another World Cup Daily. I'm exhausted, bro, but we'll see.
Today was a lot. Thank you for everyone who came by. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you for everybody who reached out. Also, Gully Squad, we love you guys. Hopefully you're enjoying all these daily episodes.
All right, everybody, peace. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.